Hey there, you're listening to a sneak peek of our Digital Buzz segments, a special part of the Mindful Bites podcast. Keep an eye out for our first official episode dropping around April 2024. Now let's go ahead and dive on in.
Welcome to the Mindful Bites podcast, presented by Killer Bee Studios. Open your minds as we dive into conversations about the world of tech and the art behind using it purposefully.
Olivia, I'm glad, you know, this is our first killer meetup, which we plan on doing this once a week, every Monday at 11 a.m. We're going to do it for about 3 months, see how it goes and see if people enjoy this. Olivia, I want to always start off with like sharing a successful story, like what's been a win. I think it's so important to share wins because with everything that we're doing every day, every week in the digital field and how much things change, it's good to share a win. But also you have to set action items. You know, Zig Ziglar has this comment that I love, and he says, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. So we want to help you, encourage you to be aiming for something. What are you aiming for? So we'll talk about action items later. And then every time we reconnect, we're going to share a win. So Olivia, what's been a win for you?
We had a really good Always Be Learning show. That was a win. We had taken a little bit of time off for the holidays and stuff. So we were back and it was a good topic and a good show.
Nice. Nice. It's nice to take a little break. That's for sure. For me, and I would say a weekly win for me is, you know, we're moving forward on the Mindful Bites podcast that's going to be dropping soon. A big win is our co-host. We have a co-host that's going to be joining quarterly, and it's Maggie Thorne. Some of you might know her. She's like 7-time American Ninja Warrior competitor, but she's a director of a whole tech institute. So she's going to bring an important piece to the Mindful Bites, because the Mindful Bites podcast is all about conversations about digital strategy, insights, and tech for business leaders and organizations. So we're already dropping like small episodes, little samples of like digital buzz and stuff. That's been a win. Well, Olivia, I wanted to jump on here. Like, you know, one of the things that we're going to be talking about during our killer meetups is digital buzz. And you might already know some of these things too, but I would like to talk to you just really quickly a little bit about it and get your thoughts. I think the first one I really want to talk about is TikTok.
Yes.
He's encouraging people and paying people to do horizontal videos. I don't know about anybody else or even yourself, Olivia, but it was like 2016, I think, or 2017 when there was this big push about do vertical. Vertical videos is the future. And I can tell you right now, every video photographer hated that. You can see so much more in a horizontal video than a vertical, and you're trying to cram all this in. So have you heard anything about this? And what are your thoughts about this?
Yeah, I have heard about that. And same thing like what you're saying. I think the big thing with TikTok is that they really are trying to make things easier for people. They want more creators on there. And like you said, as someone that, you know, is recording videos or whatever, and they know that a lot of people record things for YouTube as well. So they want to make things easier, where it's like, if you recorded something horizontally, then you can easily just do that with TikTok as well. So that's one of the reasons why I think they're so popular as well, because they try to make things easier for people.
Okay, so I think that they want to beat YouTube. They want to become the next YouTube. I think that's a big piece of it. But my question is which do we choose now? Horizontal or vertical? So for example here, we just got back from a podcast conference, and one of our team members, Ashton, actually went to this whole YouTube sessions. Like, he went to all the video sessions. And get this, this wasn't even in my notes, but I'm going to throw it out there. They were reporting that the hotspot for YouTube right now are 4-minute long videos, which you can't do that in the shorts. So that means it has to be a horizontal video, 4 minutes long. It's got me thinking like, okay, well, it's so much easier to record horizontal. And I think, like, you know, back in 2016, 2017, it was, you know, more people are going to watch your video on the phone because it's vertical. But when knowing that TikTok is doing this, I'm like, and they're willing to pay people to do it. If people find your content valuable, they're going to do this and watch it.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're like, it's like all these new changes are actually going back to
the basics.
Have you seen any horizontal videos on TikTok yet?
Yeah, I have. I mean, they don't look bad, but if you're against creating content for TikTok and Instagram Reels, horizontal videos on Reels look horrendous. So that's going to be something to think about as well, because some people might be choosing, okay, well, with horizontal, I can do YouTube and TikTok and maybe forget about Reels. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But my prediction is that Adam Mosseri, head of Instagram, is going to be saying soon, horizontal videos.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, yeah, well, how far behind will Instagram be to say, hey, do horizontal videos now?
I'm guessing by April.
All right. Well, we wrote down that date. We'll see. Okay. Let's go ahead and switch over to some buzz from Instagram. How about your thoughts on the flip side? Have you heard about that?
I have not heard about the flip side.
So Instagram's flip side, it's a new feature that they're testing out right now, which offers a private space for you and your close connections. Now,
I have heard of that. I didn't know it was called flip side though.
Yeah, it says you can share posts only with chosen friends and create a unique profile gallery. So it's like Instagram's move towards a more private and personalized social experience, which we've already been talking about. Just like in Discord, we see this as the shift of future of social media, you know, smaller circles, more private personal connections. And this Instagram flip side seems like a pretty cool thing. Like, I mean, your profile will look different for your people that are your close connections. Very interesting.
Yeah, that is very interesting. But also, I feel like this is going backwards too, because it was like, social media, woo, you want to be seen by as many people and talk to as many people as possible. But now it's like, yeah, like you said, in 2024, there's going to be a big shift to that close-knit, private, personal thing. So it's like, well, you could just call someone up or text them.
For them to make this move, it should really open our eyes to, it's not about how many followers you have. It's like you could have hundreds of thousands of followers, but be totally disconnected. And it's kind of like the difference between having a tribe, like a community, versus a crowd. I mean, you imagine going to a concert that there's a huge crowd. There's so much noise happening. You can't hear what all is going on. But in a smaller environment, you're more connected. You can hear conversations and talk amongst the crowd. So maybe like maybe compare it to like a small group that you go out and hang out with, friends that you meet up with, compared to being inside of a huge concert with people all surrounding you. A lot different.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be exciting to see where that all goes. And then even Be Real has got some other digital buzz out. Have you seen that at all?
No, I didn't even know Be Real was still alive and kicking.
Olivia, so Be Real is, they're working on two different feeds called Real People and Real Brands.
Interesting.
Yeah. It says they said that Real People will showcase updates from like celebrities and notable figures is what the article is reading. That's what they're saying. While Real Brands, which I don't know, like, I mean, Real People, I think Real People more of like everyday people.
Yeah,
like
celebrities.
Yeah. So, but then Real Brands will focus on more of like the official brand accounts, like that's offering promotions and deals. So they're kind of separating that. But I feel like, I don't know, for me, I think we're kind of touching that a little bit together. Real people, I don't feel like the celebrity and notable figures are like the status that I'd want to be in that category. I'd be like, those are my real people, my real friends. Real celebrity or notable figures or something like that. Maybe they need three feeds.
I would qualify them under brands more than real people.
Yeah, because that's what they're doing. They're building their personal brand.
Yeah.
I was actually asking someone on the Discord, and I think it was Abby, and she said that she uses Be Real all the time. I'm like, I haven't even touched Be Real anymore.
I haven't touched Be Real since that was a while ago. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We're just being real here, but I would love to know, like, let us know, like, you know, if you're listening to this replay later, let us know, like, are you using Be Real? What are your thoughts about this Real People feed and the Real Brands? I would love to hear everybody's thoughts on that as well. Do you have anything specific you want to talk about when it comes to digital buzz?
I wouldn't say it's buzz, but just like going in the conversation about what we were talking about of being more private and close-knit in 2024, I will tell you a platform that, again, I mean, people talk about it, but it doesn't get as much notoriety as the other ones, but has not slowed down in growth, has had significant growth. And it does have all of the privacy and all of that in its Snapchat. That platform continues to grow, continues to be popular amongst the younger people, I guess. And brands are doing really well on there as well. So,
well, I mean, I do think there's going to be, again, like we were talking about earlier, I do feel like there's going to be a shift to more private platforms like Discord, building your own server. There's another service, Mighty Networks, which is a really cool service where you can do all the Facebook lives, get people's emails, stuff like that as a business and start moving your community over to these platforms that you have more control over, how legit it is. But I've already seen reports that there are states that's trying to sue Meta right now. They're trying to sue Meta for the mental addictions to kids and stuff with their feed and all that.
Yeah, you have to put the responsibility on what's going on in your household.
Yes, we need to be aware of that, but it's also ultimately our choice as parents to make that decision. Like Ashton, you know, he's 19 turning 20 this year. He didn't get on social media till he was 18. He was not allowed on social media, not because we are against social media, but we understand that there's a negative side to social media, especially as a child growing up. And we're like, he doesn't need that. He needs to be a kid. He needs to enjoy his childhood, and he doesn't need other voices coming in that he doesn't even understand how to handle those things or those thoughts. So it comes down to the parents. So yeah, I think we're always going to see those things, but so much digital buzz happening. I think we're going to have a lot of digital buzz to be reporting throughout the year. I want to, let everybody know another digital buzz before we wrap up this session. Like I said, we're going to keep these pretty short. But before we wrap it up, I want to mention that anybody that's in the Discord server, if you are not a business package owner, you guys can feel free to go check that out and learn about upgrading to that tier. You can just go to patreon.com/killerbeemarketing or go to the channel that says info and rules. You'll find it right at the top. There's a link there. This month, we're actually doing our webinar will be on email marketing. So we're going to have a live webinar. I believe it is on February 28th.
Yeah,
February 28th, 11 a.m. So we're going to be hosting. I'll be hosting a live webinar going over some basics of email marketing, help give some guidance for anybody that's wanting to really step up their game in email marketing in 2024. If you can't make it to the live webinar, there will be an audio recording you'll be able to catch later. You guys should definitely come out and join us. Now, Olivia, before we wrap up, we need to end with an action item. What's your action item? What is the next thing you want to do to keep you moving forward in regards to your goals on digital or even in your personal life? My action item is actually go and schedule a vacation. That could be the action item too. Olivia, what is an action item that you have that you're really wanting to, that's going to take you closer towards your goals?
I am reworking a organization for me of just like working on different things, but more in like time blocks, because I can definitely be like a multitasker or, you know, that type of thing. But I really want to like set aside time for specific things and stick to that. So,
all right. Well, I'll be cheering you on that because I know how helpful that can be for me. Yeah. For me, my next action item is to schedule the introduction episode with Maggie, because I got so much stuff going on. I know we got to get that on schedule, because that podcast is, we're targeting for that official every episode will be start dropping the beginning of April. But right now we're dropping little digital buzz pieces, just some samplers so that people can kind of get a feel of what some of it will be, because we're going to do digital buzz. We're going to do a live digital audit, and we're going to explain that more later for live audience members. So like we could choose one person and they could choose like what platform, if it's their website, if it's a social media platform. And we're going to really analyze and look at that together. Does their digital approach align with their purpose? What does that look like? And give them some tips live in that audit. So I just need to get it on the schedule. Get it on the schedule. Then it'll happen.
Sounds good.
All right, cool. Well, hey, everybody, thank you guys for tuning in. And we will be looking forward to seeing everybody again next week at the Killer Meetup right here on our Discord server. If you're listening to the podcast replay, you can join the Discord. Just go to patreon.com/killerbeemarketing.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, hit subscribe and leave us a review.